The Traveler's Journal, November 23rd. Watching the sunset in Gustavia. The Caribbean island of St. Bartholomew in the French West Indies has a well-deserved reputation as an exclusive hideaway. 8 square miles of mostly impenetrable hills, with a scallop of 20 secluded beaches around its perimeter, St. Bart's is favored by visitors for whom privacy and anonymity are primary attractions. Gustavia, its capital, has no large hotels or tourist magnets. Elsewhere, tiny resorts and villages of red-roofed houses cluster around several small bays. Everything about St. Bart's is très chic and also très cher. Other than basking on sandy beaches, there's little else to do. St. Bart's narrow, twisting, shoulderless roads are poorly marked, making walking or biking difficult and dangerous. The steep profile of its shore is not ideal for scuba or snorkeling. In fact, the most exciting moment for most first-time visitors is when their small plane swoops in low over the hilltop and down onto the tiny runway, which is St. Bart's only air link with the rest of the world. That said, St. Bart's does possess a sort of cultured primitivism that's unique in all of the Caribbean. The prevailing culture and cuisine are French, an influence most evident in the 50 or so tiny restaurants tucked in hidden corners around the island. Indeed, the primary evening activity is gravitating to one of those establishments sometime around sunset, savoring a bottle of French wine, sharing a fine French provincial dinner, and talking the night away. The primary concern of those conversations is generally where to beach the following morning and dine the next night. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.